It is 8:12 here on this Tuesday edition of Palmetto Mornings. 61 degrees, and you've landed on Palmetto Mornings, your home for news, talk, and sports. I'm Lucas McFadden.
I'm Alex Greenewalt.
And thank you so much for accessing this wonderful program. However you're getting us, whether you're getting us on the radio, FM 100.1, AM 1340, on the free WRHI app, on WRHI.com, as well as on the TV side, Corporium Cable Channel 102, that's CN2, as well as on the major social media platforms. Check out CN2 and WRHI. We are so excited to welcome our next guest back into the studio. It's been a couple of years. The last time she was here, we were trying to nail it down. I think it was when she was the chair of the Come See Me Festival in 2016. Jennifer, it's been too long.
Wow. Thank you so much for having me back.
Of course. Jennifer Childers is, of course, who we're talking about. And Jennifer is here to celebrate the life of a wonderful family member, her family member. And I'm going to kind of let you tell our listeners all about Bethany Joanne Childers.
I would love to. Mm-hmm. Thank you so much. I do have a very special connection to Bethany, and I'll go ahead and say that she had a lot of nicknames. So called her Bethy, sometimes just B. So I might use those interchangeably through the show today. But just would love to tell y'all a little bit about Bethany and kind of why I'm here today. So actually, Bethany's story started right here on North Confederate Avenue way before she was born. Her grandmother, Cynthia, and family grew up just down the street on North Confederate Avenue here in Rock Hill. So she never knew that, of course. So Cynthia Herring, the Herring family, grew up here, Rock Hill, four siblings. So a lot of people know the Herring family. And Cynthia went on to marry T.J. White, and they had their family who they raised in Charlotte. So their daughter, Abby, is Bethany's mother and my cousin. And so Bethany was my cousin as well. So sweet, sweet gem of a girl to all who knew her. Again, they were grew up in the Charlotte area, and Big Brother William and Bethany with Abby and Todd grew up there in Charlotte. And so Bethany was born in 2008, and when she was about 11 months old, she had her first seizure. And so she would later be diagnosed with Dravet syndrome, which is essentially a catastrophic form of epilepsy. So she did endure a lot in just her short 12 years, but gosh, to anybody who knew her, you would not know of her struggle. She was sweet and sassy, which is really just a kind way of saying bossy. And so I'll talk to in just a little while. I'll tell you all about our fundraiser that's coming up, the Queen Bee Tea Party, because Bethany self-proclaimed was the Queen Bee. So
love it.
Yep. But she loved to. She was funny. She loved to dance. She loved music. She loved meeting new people. She loved Nerf gun wars and hosting tea parties, which is the inspiration of our fundraiser coming up.
Well, it's called the Queen Bee Tea Party. Mm-hmm. It's on Saturday, May the 18th, right here in Rock Hill. Yes. And take us out to that event.
Yes, absolutely. So I want to back up just a little bit and talk about the sponsoring organization of the Queen Bee Tea Party, which is the Bethany's Butterflies Foundation. So Abby, Bethany's mother, after her passing, well, even before her passing, she really fought for just advocating for Bethany's care and health options. I could spend all my time talking about the work that she did here in especially in the Charlotte area where her family was. She fought her way all the way to Washington to persuade leaders to open up new medical treatment options that weren't available at the time. So, and she succeeded, and thankfully because of those efforts, Bethany's years here on Earth were extended. So, yeah, she's amazing.
I know we're going to get to the tea party in a second. Is what Bethany was living with, is it rare to have those kind of severe seizures like that?
Yeah. Okay. Epilepsy is not rare. Yes, of course, yes. Everybody is a little bit more familiar with epilepsy in general. This is a more catastrophic form that happens and usually starts before the first birthday. And so, and of course, it just takes a toll on the body and affects other areas of the body. But yeah, it is a little bit more rare, the the Dravet syndrome, but yeah. So we're all in on epilepsy awareness and our family and everything else. So
even during this, it sounds like Bethany was always a fighter. And even though I know she had probably a lot of medical visits, I'm sure she became everyone's best friend the way you describe her.
She was the, like I said, the queen bee. If you met Bethany, you never forgot it. So
wow. You've got great pictures on the website, yes. BethanyButterflies.org. And I'm looking at her right up next to a microphone on a local radio show, not ours, but it looks like one that she is just sassy and talking through that mic.
So that was a Charlotte radio station. And if you can believe it, that was just days after a very controversial treatment that Abby fought for her and brought her out of almost a catatonic state. And just a few days later, she was on the radio commanding the audience. So
truly
amazing. Yes.
So the foundation was created again to help others and to advocate for funding and medical testing and
yes.
clinical trials and everything
yes.
else along
so
those lines.
Bethany, along with Todd and William, Abby, along with Todd and William's support, founded the Bethany's Butterflies Foundation later in the year where Bethany passed. And so, yes, the mission, I'm just going to read the mission here, is that every child with a severe neurological, developmental, or behavioral health condition has access to every opportunity and resource available to improve their quality of life and reach their highest potential.
Amazing. Absolutely.
Yep.
That's what we want. So Bethany's Butterflies came about from this.
Yes, in 2021. And so they put on fundraisers. The foundation raises money and then takes that money and puts it out into the community through grant requests to local families. And got a stat from our treasurer that I'll share that just in the current fiscal year, which was July 1 through to date, Bethany's Butterfly Foundation has granted over $36,000 to over 38 recipients and their families. So really proud, really
How
proud
special.
Of that. Yep.
We're speaking with Jennifer Childers from right here in Rock Hill about Bethany Childers. She was a very brave 12-year-old girl that her body had just went through a lot.
It sure
and
did.
So I know she physically is not here, but her spirit is still here. And we can channel her Queen Bee attitude.
That's right.
At this tea party on Saturday, May the 18th. Again, it will help with Bethany's Butterflies, the foundation that was created in honor of Bethany. So again, take us out to the event on Saturday, May the 18th.
Yes. So this is the first annual Queen Bee Tea Party. And we wanted to bring just awareness of the foundation a little bit more into Rock Hill, down from Charlotte, with the Rock Hill connection here with family. So yeah, we'll be at St. John's Church downtown. We're going to start at 2:00. And we want everybody to know that all adults and children of all abilities are welcome. So we want that to be inclusive. The attire we're saying is come as you feel best, but feel free to get fancy as you like.
That's the best. Can every party and event be like that? Thank you.
Yeah, so we're anticipating maybe some bow ties, you know, some hats with flowers and, you know, the whole big shebang.
Yeah.
We'll also have some hats for sale if you don't have one. Yes, so we'll have those. And we'll have, as everybody arrives, we'll have some activities and just some time for mingling, face painting. We'll have raffle items, things like that. We have a craft, which we committee tested out last night, and it is adorable. And then we'll sit down for tea. And traditional tea, we'll have 3 courses of sweet and savory treats to enjoy, and special surprise at the end. We do have a special MC, guest MC from University of South Carolina, Hannah Horn. So your alma mater there.
Yeah, like, we love Hannah.
Love Hannah. She's a great friend and worked with her for many years. She's just remarkable. So this is open to anyone. For folks to get tickets, Jennifer, how do they go about doing that?
Yes. Yeah, so Bethany's Butterflies website, which is bethanysbutterflies.org, has all the event information, link for tickets. We're also on Facebook and Instagram.
Perfect. It is Saturday, May the 18th, 2:00 in the afternoon at St. John's, right here about a block or two from the broadcast house. Again, it is a Queen Bee Tea Party. Adults and children of all abilities are welcome. And again, the attire, come as you feel best and feel free to get as fancy as you like.
That's right.
Jennifer, thank you so much for introducing us to Bethany Childers. And again, we never met her, but you described just a lovely young lady.
Well, and she was, and like I said, a gem to all that knew her. But even if you didn't know her, you will have a great time at the Queen Bee Tea. Do you mind if I thank our sponsors really quick?
All right.
So our Queen Level sponsors, Leitner Construction Company, Palmetto Pups Groom and Play, Thompson Dove Law Group, and Wilson HR Consulting Services. And our Princess sponsors, Comporium, Blackstone Massage Studio in Lancaster, Lizelle's Flower Shop in Myrtle Beach, and Michelle Boyne Pediatric Dentistry here in Rock Hill.
How awesome. Beautiful.
Jennifer Childers, again, from right here in Rock Hill. Thank you so much for your time, Jennifer. We appreciate it.
Thank you all for having me.